November 14th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the one world order lays bare the path for the Antichrist. The lawless one desires the singular leadership of all people and every nation in order to lead every soul to his perdition. Do not lose track of your national pride. Do not favor the loss of your borders. Without borders, you lose America. Take pride in the safety of law and order, without which you have anarchy. Show respect for one another by leading a law-abiding life. Pay attention as to where liberalism, progressivism, is trying to lead you. Renew your pride in America as a free nation under God while there is still time. I speak here today in an effort to break through the fog of liberalism that is settling upon the heart of the world. Have the courage to stand together in righteousness through prayer. This is the path of victory. The hope of the future of the world is through this prayer effort, which will lead to a God-fearing victory. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9-12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8-10. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Another note is given to read Romans chapter 16, 17-18. I appeal to you, brethren, to take note of those who create dissensions and difficulties in opposition to the doctrine which you have been taught. Avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by fair and flattering words, they deceive the hearts of the simple-minded. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.